Shalom to all. Today's daf is Sachem Daf Samach. We are starting right at the top with Halacha Zayin and Vilna's daf on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Zahar Bas Miyakam Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. We keep discussing this concept that we've already had previously called the tzitz being miratze, or another way of saying this is ritzoy tzitz, namely when there's some sort of tuma, usually in regards to the blood itself, and there was rikas adam, even though it shouldn't have happened. The tzitz, meaning the golden plate that says Kodesh LaHashem, that the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead, that somehow brings about a ritzoy and brings about acceptance of this carbon. So Mishnah tells us, HaPesach Shenisok Damai, the carbon Pesach, it had Zrikas Adam already, V'achach Noidashu Tamei, and afterwards it turns out that the blood was Tamei, Hatzetz Meratze, there's his Ritzoy. Now Nitma Tomas HaGuf, if there's Tomas HaGuf, if the person himself was Tamei, Ein Hatzetz Meratze, the Tzitz is not Meratze, Mnesha Amru, because they said, Nazir V'Oise Pesach, Hatzetz Meratze Al Tomas Adam, that with a Nazir, and one who's bringing a Pesach, the Tzitz is Meratze with Tomas Adam. Now it's not only Nazir and Pesach, really all carbonis, if the blood is Tamei and it was sprinkled, Tzitz is Meratze, as we already know. The only reason why I'm mentioning Nazir and Pesach is because the last din in the Mishnah that we're going to be talking about, which is called Tumas HaTahayim, that's only spoken out specifically by Nazir and Pesach. That's how we're just mentioning that over here. So again, by Nazir Pesach, and as we just said, all other karbanos, the tzitz is meratze if the dam was tamei, but ve'ena tzitz meratze al Tumas HaGuf, if there's Tumas HaGuf, if the person was tamei and the blood was sprinkled, the tzitz is not meratze. However, nitma Tumas HaTahayim hatzitz meratze, if the person became tamei because of Tumas HaTahayim, then the tzitz is meratze. Now Tumas HaTahayim, literally translated as Tuma of the Deep, is referring to where body was found covered underneath the ground, and no one could have ever known that it was there. For example, there's a whole pile of stones that everyone always walks over, and then they decided, you know, we need to clear this pile of stones. It's an obstruction or whatever it is. They want to flatten the road, and they clear it away, and there's a body underneath. And we know that anyone that walks over a body is Tamei. So they put out this message, whoever walked on this path over this pile of stones is Tamei. That's called Tumas HaTahayim. They couldn't have known about this beforehand. So the tzitz is Meratze, even though the person themselves is Tamei, and it's not the blood, it's the person, still the tzitz is Meratze. And the Gemara clarifies, Masnisa, Meshenitim Mishar Lavir Shalkli, the Mishnah, when it's talking about the dam becoming Tamei, is only that it already went into the airspace of the Kli, meaning the Kain had already caught blood in the Kli Shares, and only then it became Tamei. Afterwards, if he sprinkled it, so we're going to say that Tzitz is Meratze. Avol Nitma Achu Mil Malon, but if it became Tamei while it was still above, meaning before it went to the Kli Shares, Nasak Mkal Mayim, it's as if the Kain is catching water in the Kli Shares, it's not considered like blood because it's already Tamei beforehand, and in that case, the Tzitz is not Meratze. Now, discussing Minan L'Safek Kever HaTahayim, where do we know this concept of Kever HaTahayim? And the reason why the Gemara is using the word Safek is not because it's din of Kever HaTahayim is only when it's a suffix. It's even when it's a vadai. This is just the way that it's called in Gemara terminology, suffix Kever HaTahayim, because again, we didn't know beforehand that this tumah was here. We couldn't have known that it was there. As we said, it was buried way underneath the ground. There wasn't any way that we could have known it. So that's what's called suffix Kever HaTahayim. But again, the question is, how do we know that in a case of Kever HaTahayim, where a person later found out that it became tameh with Kever HaTahayim, that it says it's Meratze? So Yaakov Baruch says, and regards to Karim Pesach, it tells us, or if you're far away. Now, really, this pasuk has two things. It talks about who's chayv to bring Pesach Sheni. So it says either if a person's tamei lenefesh or if they're far away. And we're focusing on the word lachem. Ma lachem begaloi. Just like lachem is referring to galoi. It's revealed. You know if you're tamei, af kol darshu begaloi. So it's referring to anything that you can know about. Yotze kever hatohayim, she'ena begaloi. That excludes kever hatohayim. That's not in galoi. That's not in the open. It's not something you could have known about. And therefore we see that there is research sits by kever hatohayim, even though again, it's tomas hagof, the person himself is tamei. We've had to clarify, ad kedoin oisei pesach. Up until now, it refers to someone doing the karm pesach. Nazir minayin, how do we know this applies by nazir? Namely, when a person's a nazir, which means he has to let his hair grow out, he's not allowed to drink wine or have grape products, and he's not allowed to become tamei. If he does, he has to go through a whole tahara process and restart his nazirus count. So I don't know, we have this kula of kever hatahayim by nazir as well. So Rabbi Yechon says, "B'shem Rebbe, the pasuk tells us by nazir v'chi yomus meis olav, if a mace dies on him." And what do we learn from here? Ma olav shu begali, just like on him, meaning the person himself, that's begali, that's open and known. He knows what's going on with him. He knows when he becomes tamei. Af kol darshu begali, so to anything which is open and known, yotze kever hatahayim she'ena begali, kever hatahayim is excluded because it's not begali. Again, as we've been saying, he couldn't possibly have known about it. So therefore, there's a kula of kever hatahayim by nazir. Now we have a question. Tzibur shenitma of a safek hatahayim, ma'u sheyiratza olav es hatzitz. What about a tzibur that becomes tamei with kever hatahayim? Is there ritzoy tzitz over there? So initially, the Gemara answer is kavachomer. It's a very simple kavachomer. Ma'am a yachid, just like when you look at an individual, shirata koicha b'tumah yidua, that he's at the disadvantage when there's a tumah yidua, a known tumah, yaifisa koicha b'safek kever hatahayim, but he's at an advantage when we're talking about kever hatahayim, namely, as we just said, by Karim Pesach. If it turned out that he was tamei with kever hatahayim, so it is a kosher Karim Pesach, and he's not pushed off to Pesach Sheni, while tzibur, sheyaifisa koicha b'tumah yidua, with a tzibur, that they're already at the advantage that when it's a tumah yidua, if we know that the tzibur is tamei, we say that we don't push them off to Pesach Sheni, and they do Pesach Rishon b'tumah. Shouldn't we say for sure that they have this advantage by Safek Kever HaTahayim that sits as Meratze and it's a valid Karim Pesach? However, the Gemara says, not so quick. Kal Shat Mekel B'Yachid At Machmir B'Tzibur. It's not a Raya because we find Kulas by Yachid that we do not find by the Tzibur. Namely, Kal Shat Mekel B'Yachid, we have a Kula by Yachid when it comes to Kever Karatahaim, She'im Nisvado Loi, La'achar Zrika, that's a proper Girsa. If he found out that he was Tameh with Karatahaim after Zrika Saddam happened, Yasa Kamisha Nitma La'achar Zrika. It's treated as if he became Tameh after Zrika, B'shvil Shal Yitchal Pesach Sheni, just so that he doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. We know that if a person knows that he's Tameh before Pesach Rishon, so he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. However, the cool by Karatahaim is that if he found out that he was Tameh after Zrika Saddam already happened, so we pretend that it's like he became Tameh after Zrika Saddam happened, and then he doesn't get pushed out to Pesach Sheni. He obviously can't eat his Karm Pesach, but at least he doesn't have to bring another Karm Pesach by Pesach Sheni. So that's a kula. But if we're going to use the same concept by Tzibur, at Machmer Olav B'Tzibur, it's going to be a Chumra by Tzibur, because She'im Nisvado Loi La'achar Zrika, if it turns out after Zrika that there's Toma by Karban Tzibur, Yayasa Kamisha Nitma La'achar Zrika, it's a proper Girsa, we're going to do the same thing and treat it like Toma after Zrika, B'Shvil Shle'achal Basar, so that the meat can't be eaten, and that's a Chumra. In other words, when we're dealing with Toma Satahim by Karban Tzibur, it turns out to be a Chumra, because if the Tzibur really became Tame before Zrika, then it would be just a regular case of Pesach Haba B'Toma, and even the meat would be eaten. But if the Toma happened after Zrika, although they don't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, the meat is still not allowed to be eaten, and turns out to be a Chumra with the Tzibur. So we can't compare Yochanan and Tzibur at Kevarat HaHaim. Now we continue Samachon Beza on top, with more discussions of Kevarat HaHaim, showing how sometimes it's a cool, sometimes it's a Chumra, Kalshat Mekel B'Nazir Tahar, sometimes it's a cool, sometimes it's a Chumra, by a Nazir, namely, skip the parentheses, She'im Nisvado Loi, La'achar Zrika, that's proper Girsa, if he found that after Zrika, Yasa Kamisha Nitma La'achar Zrika, it's treated like he became Tame after Zrika, Shlo Yavi Karban Tome, he doesn't bring a Karban Tome, whereas at Machmer B'Nazir Tame, your Machmer by Nazir Tame, She'im Nisvado Loi, La'achar Zrika, if he found that after Zrika, Yasa Kamisha Nitma, it's as if he became Tame, V'chazav Nitma, and became Tame again, maybe Karban Tome Chalachan V'echad, and you have to bring a separate Karban Tome for each and every one. You just have to add this into before, Kadada Tana, like it was taught in Abraiso, Nitma, V'chazav Nitma, if he became Tame, then Tame again, maybe Karban Tome Chalachan V'echad, he has to bring a separate Karban Tome for every single time. What's this referring to? So we know that a classic Nazir becomes Tame in the middle of an Aziros, counts 7 days of Tahara, gets sprinkled with the ashes of Paradum mixed with water, day 3 and 7, and brings Karbanos, then restarts his Naziris count. Now let's say on day 7 he became Tame again, he does this Tahara again, and only brings one set of Karbanos for these two Tomas. However, if on day 8 of his Tahara process, he already brought his Chatos, and then became Tame, he has to go through this whole Tahara process again of 7 days, and he has to bring another set of Karbanos. So here's another situation where we have a Kula and a Chumra by Nazir. And going back to discussing Karban Pesach, questions as follows, Oivit Shal Pesach, Maoshi Yatza Olives, it says, what about the Oivit of the Karban Pesach, meaning the Kain who's doing that Vaida, and he finds out afterwards that he became Tame with Tomas Atahaim, do we say that it says Maratze? Do we answer, Kavachimer, Umay Mabailim, Shur also Kaychen Mizakin and Bukhaila, just like with the owners themselves, that they're at the disadvantage that the Karban Pesach is not allowed to be shechted with thought for people who are old or they're sick and they're not able to partake of it, but if he's a Kaychen Misavik Kavaratahaim, they're at an advantage by Savik Kavaratahaim, while Oivit, the one doing that Vaida, the Kain, Shefisa Kaychen Mizakin and Bukhaila, he's at an advantage that even if he's a Zakin or Khaila, he's allowed to do that Vaida, and then Shefisa Kaychen Misavik Kavaratahaim, shouldn't we say for sure that we're going to be makel with him by Savak Kevarat HaHaim, and even if we found out after he did that Voida that he was really Tame with Kevarat HaHaim, that there still is a Ritzoy? However, the Gemara says, Loi, not so. Ima Marta Bailim, if you want to say that we're makel by the Bailim by Kevarat HaHaim, that's because Shefisa Koichon Bishar Kala Tomas, Shepishana, that they're at an advantage by all other Tomas during the year, meaning we have a cool by them throughout the year. That let's say a person himself is Tame and he needs to bring a carbon, he could send that carbon with somebody else and it's perfectly fine, even though he can't physically bring it, he could send it with somebody else. But Tarim Ba'avid, are you going to say that with the Kain, Shur also Kaycha B'Shar Kol Tomas Shabashana, he's at a disadvantage regarding all other Tomas throughout the year because he can't do that Vaida when he's Tamei, and therefore, Hail V'Rasa Kaycha B'Shar Kol Tomas Shakal Hashana, since the Kain's at this disadvantage regarding Toma throughout all the year, Tura Kaycha B'Tomei Meis B'Pesach, we're also going to say that he's at this disadvantage when it comes to Tomas Meis by Karan Pesach, Nail by Kevarat HaHaim, and we're not going to be Mekel. So here we have these two different ways of looking at the Kain by Kevarat HaHaim, one way Lekula, one way Lechumra, my Kedain, what's the bottom line? So Machem answers Shem Ramana, we had the Pasuk on Omer Alf that we quoted, Lachem, Bein Loi, Bein Lo'ivet Shaloi. Remember, this Pasuk on Omer Aleph was used as the source. They were Mekel with Kevarat HaHaim by Pesach, and it's all across the board Heter we're saying right now, that's whether for him, meaning whether for the owner of the Pesach, or even for the Oivet, for the Kayin. So we see there's a Heter for Tomas HaTahaim by Karim Pesach. So we continue asking, Akudan Ose Pesach, this is all good, we're dealing with the Pesach. Nazir Minayin, what about by Nazir? Let's say we find that the Kayin was Tami with Kevarat HaHaim. So B'Yesa says, B'Shem Rechizda, that no, that Havin and Sovereign Meymar, we wanted to say that since the Pasuk by Nazir tells us Allah on him, that tells us that loyal Oivid Shalai, there's no heter of Kevarat HaHaim for the Oivid, for the Kayin. Aaron Madatani, he Nazir, here is a Pesach, from that which we've been teaching, that Nazir and Pesach is the same thing. Hadarma that tells us, the Madan Nafaladein, Nafaladein, that whatever goes for this goes for that. And since we have an all across the board heter by Pesach, we have that same all across the board heter by Nazir. Now we clarify this Kevarat HaHaim. Ezu Kevarat HaHaim. What's the situation of Kevarat HaHaim where we say this heter applies? And the answer is, Hamesh Shenikmar Bakashu with Tevin Ba'afer with Sregres, that's when the mace was buried in straw or hay or dirt or under rocks, and he was later on discovered, then we're going to say that that's considered Keverat Tohaim, and we have this Heter. Avalim Nikbar B'mayim U'Bafelu B'Nikiki HaSloim, if it was buried in water, in fog, that's what Afelu is. It's like when the weather conditions make it very difficult to see, and Nikiki HaSloim means hidden among the rocks. Eino Oisei Keverat Tohaim, there's no Keverat Tohaim. And Kol Shel Davar, this is the rule. Pay attention to the word switch over here. Kol She'ein Yochel L'Fanoisei Oisei Keverat Tohaim V'Chol She'at Yochel L'Fanoisei Eino Oisei Keverat Tohaim. Anything which will not necessarily eventually be cleared away or eventually be found, then that has a din of Keverat Tohaim. However, something which will eventually be cleared away, so we don't say it has a din of Keverat Tohaim. And therefore, when we're talking about Kash or Tevin or Ofer Tzroi Rice, dirt or rocks or hay or things like that, that's not necessarily ever going to be cleared away. That's Ein At Yochel L'Fanoisei, and therefore has the Heter of Keverat Tohaim. But these other three things, Mayim, Afela, and Nikiki HaSloim, those are open, they're revealed, or they'll eventually be cleared away or they'll go away, and therefore there's no Keverat Tohaim. Mayim, even though you can't necessarily see the person underwater, he's still technically out in the open because he's not really considered covered. If you put on your goggles and you look into the water, you'll be able to see the person underneath the water. And Afela also, when it's fog and it's bad weather conditions, that's just for the moment. But once the storm passes, you'll be able to see the person who's dead. And Nikiki HaSloim as well, even though he's hidden in cracks and crevices of rocks, it's not like he's covered by a whole pile of stones. He's still technically out in the open. You just can't see him because it's at a funny angle. But this is something that it will eventually be cleared away, meaning you'll eventually have access and see it, and therefore there's no heter of Keverat Tohaim. The Gemara now asks, but Kash v'Tevin einat yochel fanoisei? What, Kash and Tevin, straw and hay, is something that's not going to be cleared away? What's it supposed to mean? A person uses straw and hay. He has a whole barn full of straw and hay. What's that supposed to mean, that it's not going to be cleared away? So Gemara Samachal from Rav on top answers, Masisa Delay Krabi Yasi. Obviously, this is not like Krabi Yasi. Krabi Yasi Yom, Krabi Yasi holds, Tevin ubitaloi, batal, with straw. Only if you use mevatal it, then it's batal. What's this referring to? So we're going to get into a long discussion about this tomorrow, but this thing that we just mentioned has to do with Toma inside a house. We know that anytime there's a mace, for example, inside a house, that Toma is contained within the house, and it's not by Kea, it doesn't burst out of the house. And therefore, if somebody, let's say, climbs on top of the house, we don't say that the Toma goes up and everybody there is Tame. The house contains the Toma. Now, if the house is completely full, all the way to the ceiling with something, for example, straw, according to Tanakama, it's automatically considered batal there. The person who filled up the house with the straw automatically intends, without even speaking it out, that he just wants to leave it there. And therefore, since the house is full, it doesn't contain the Toma, and the Toma, so to speak, bursts through the house and escapes outside of it. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not like that. It's only if he actively was mevatal it in the house and he spoke out, I want to be batal, so then it's considered batal to the house. But if not, it's not considered batal house, and the house is actually considered empty. It's like there's nothing in the house, and then the Toma is still contained within the house, even though it's full of straw. And that's what we're saying over here, that us saying Kash and Tevin is something that's Einat Yachol Fanoisai, that's not eventually going to be cleared away. That's not like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds it will eventually be cleared away unless you specifically were mevatal it. And as we said, we're going to continue talking about Shitas Rabbi Yossi tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.